We covered this extraordinary story on naturalnews.com about how children in, I forgot what grade it was, but in public school are being incentivized to push pro-vaccine propaganda. They're actually given rewards in the form of gift cards, I think it was, and their teachers get gift cards if their students' promotions are chosen. So this is just straight up propaganda for money. They're teaching children to accept money to push whatever the big depopulation corporations want them to push. Now, this early lesson that these children are experiencing, of course, is true throughout life. Because most of the adults that you hear from today on the media, in interviews, many influencers, and so on, are paid to promote certain opinions or positions on topics like vaccines, but not just vaccines, also Ukraine or Israel or, you know, military weapons or banking and finance, whatever the case may be. I mean, think about it. It's no longer illegal for the United States government to fund propaganda campaigns. It used to be, but I think that was pulled back under Obama. I don't recall what year it was, but that was rescinded. So taxpayer dollars can be and are being used to fund propaganda campaigns. And we saw that with the CDC and COVID. The CDC had earmarked $1 billion to pay people to push vaccines and masks. For example, we saw comedians, they were mocking, quote, anti-vaxxers. Well, that was all paid. I mean, the documents came out in the FOIA requests. The CDC had paid for people to be placed on various shows, such as late night talk shows, and they paid influencers, you know, popular YouTubers and so on, they paid them to brag about getting a vaccine jab. And Colonel Douglas McGregor has warned us about the same phenomenon when it comes to commentary about Ukraine, that there are people that are hired by the government, I think through the State Department, that when they go on CNN and they say the right things, which is that, oh, Russia is losing, Ukraine is winning, then they get a paycheck. And Scott Ritter has also numerous times told us about how the Israeli lobby known as AIPAC, I think it's AIPAC, will give you money if you go on national television and news programs and defend Israel and attack Israel's enemies in your appearance. You will get money because they have all kinds of money. They have tens of millions of dollars every year, more than that. They have over 100 million, I believe, in order to spread that money around and pay people to say good things about Israel. Now, here's my point in all of this. So many of the voices that you hear from are dishonest. They're whores. They're just being paid to push opinions, but they never disclose that, you see. Now, this is different from plugging a product or a sponsor. I don't mind anybody out there saying, hey, this show is sponsored by so-and-so. That's all out in the open, and people get it. I mean, even like my own shows. Oh, this show is sponsored by the satellite phone store. Well, you know that's a sponsorship, and yes, we are financially compensated for that, which helps support the platform. But if I were paid secretly by, you know, the State Department or Israel or the vaccine industry to twist my opinions without disclosing them, well, now, that would be incredibly dishonest. That would be fraud. Now, isn't it interesting that the FTC fines people for not disclosing sponsorship relationships? So if somebody's on, let's say, X, and they have a big following, a couple of million people, and they plug something on X, they are required to disclose who paid them to do that. Otherwise, the FTC will fine them. And this has happened to lots of influencers. I think even the one or more of the Kardashians has probably been caught up in something like this. And so the rule is, you know, you're required to disclose that this is a paid sponsorship. But you notice that if you're paid by the State Department or paid by the CIA or paid by Israel or paid by the vaccine industry, you are never required to disclose that conflict of interest. And you can go ahead and you can be an influencer and you can spread all kinds of lies and propaganda and the FTC will never fine you. Isn't that interesting? Because it's not, you're not pushing a product. Instead, you're pushing, you know, a war, which is far worse. You're pushing the mass killing of people, or you're pushing depopulation through vaccines. You're pushing for the mutilation of children, whatever. But the FTC doesn't consider that to be a commercial transaction, so they never fine anybody for that. And of course, you know that everybody in the U.S. Senate, with very few exceptions, you know, Rand Paul would be an exception, but almost everybody is a corporate whore. They get paid by big pharma. They get paid by weapons manufacturers. They get paid by big tech. And so they just whore out their power in the Senate and they do the bidding of these corporations. So how come they don't have to disclose that? You know, it's been jokingly said that wouldn't it be great if they had to wear like NASCAR uniforms? You know how the NASCAR race drivers, they wear uniforms that have the sponsors all over the uniform. So you know who paid them. Wouldn't it be great if our senators had to wear something like that? Where, you know, Senator so-and-so stands up to speak and across their chest is like, Pfizer, you know, brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Raytheon, brought to you by Boeing. That would be more honest, but that's never going to happen because all those deals happen in secret. So one of the reasons I'm mentioning all of this is that whether you agree or disagree with myself or other people in independent media, I'm thinking about people like David Icke, for example, or maybe Alex Jones, or, you know, hundreds of other people in independent media. It's not, the most important trait is not whether you agree or disagree with them. The most important trait, in my opinion, is whether they authentically are saying what they believe and not getting paid to twist their views. That's the key issue. I know that not everybody agrees with me on issues like Israel or Ukraine or President Trump, let's say, or whatever, immigration, I mean, you name it, vaccines. But that's not the point. The point is that when you hear me speak, you always know with 100% certainty that it is a genuine, authentic opinion of Mike Adams. It's not payola. It's not somebody being whored out to the corporations. If I like something, I'll say it. If I don't like something, I'll say that too. Like, nobody owns me. My only loyalties are to God and my audience. That's it. I don't have any loyalty to any corporation or any super secret society or deep state organization or corporate paycheck or government grant money or nothing like that. That's what you should look for with people. And I think it's not that difficult to tell. When you see people go totally bonkers against their own philosophies, you know somehow they're being paid. Like if somebody, let's say, has fought against like junk food or fast food in their whole career, and then all of a sudden they're talking about how great Diet Coke is when you get it at McDonald's with a salad. Like, you know they're being paid by McDonald's to do that. It's like, this doesn't make any sense unless you're being paid. And frankly, the typical person, I'm sad to say, the typical influencer doesn't make much money. I mean, most influencers make close to nothing. And so for them, you know, $500 even is enough for them to change their tune. And in fact, we saw documents via FOIA requests out of the CDC, where the CDC was, they had hired a PR company, and the PR company ran around offering people $500 to say something good about the vaccine on Twitter, now X. So for a few hundred dollars, people will sell out humanity. Think about that. Or for $1,000, I've seen donations to senators on the order of just, let's say, $5,000, got them to change their vote on something huge that affected billions of dollars in spending. I mean, talk about a cheap whore. The U.S. senators are cheap whores. It doesn't even cost very much to buy them off. And these corporations just factor that money into their annual, you know, marketing budgets. Oh, we got to pay off these 100 people in Congress and just, you know, give them $5,000 or $10,000 each is nothing. They make that back on, you know, one missile. Because people keep pushing wars. I mean, think about Senator Lindsey Graham. How much money is he making for the weapons manufacturers, right? So, as you watch people, keep all of this in mind. And always demand that the people you listen to behave with integrity, morals, and honor. And even, for example, I've had people jump on me about, oh, why are you criticizing Israel? Well, it's based on a fundamental principle that I help defend life. Okay, I help defend innocent human lives. And to me, that principle encompasses people of every ethnicity, every religion, including Muslims, you know, including Palestinians and so on. I don't want anybody to die. So it's a principled rejection of the mad bombing campaign of Israel. So when someone acts on principle, then I think you should listen to them. And that's kind of the same gauge that I use also in deciding who I'm going to listen to. Are they principled or do they contradict their principles? And given this example, we've seen a lot of Christians who claim to be, you know, pro-life. That's the title they give themselves. I'm pro-life. But then when it comes to bombing women and children in Gaza, they're pro-death. So immediately that's a contradiction, you know, Ben Shapiro and others. So they abandon their principles. And you don't know when people are going to abandon their principles until a difficult choice has to be made. And even on, for example, on the topic of President Trump, some people have mistakenly thought that I have endorsed Donald Trump for this upcoming election. I have done no such thing. I have pointed out, you know, DeSantis is out, Ramaswamy is out, Nikki Haley is a globalist. You can't vote for Joe Biden or anybody the Democrats put in. And although I really like Dr. Shiva, and I also like some elements of RFK Jr., although he's been very disappointing talking about his Supreme Court decisions and so on, the bottom line from a really practical sense here is that this is going to come down to, it looks like, Trump versus whatever Democrat puppet they put in. And if it's Trump versus that Democrat puppet, I mean, what choice do we have? Whether you like Trump or hate Trump, that's your only vote. You have to vote against the tyranny, and or just not vote at all, I suppose, just out of disgust, just not vote at all. But if you don't vote at all, then you lose even worse, because then, you know, they will print fake ballots and out counterfeit your vote, and then you have no power at all. So it's kind of like, well, you better vote against the Democrats, and that means you're voting for Trump is what it looks like. Now, that does not excuse the things that Trump has done, in my view. I'm still not happy with Trump about Operation Warp Speed. There are other things I'm not happy about with Trump, and a lot of debt spending, you know, artificially low interest rates, money printing, all that stuff. But, you know, honestly, that's going every president's going to do that, because no one can turn this collapse around. It turns out, not even Trump. Anyway, vote for whoever you want to vote for, folks. I'm going to vote against tyranny and against fascism and against communism, which means I'm voting against the Democrats no matter what. But this also comes down to the issue of authenticity, you know? I want to see Trump or any other representative, I want to see them be authentic. I want to see them represent the interests of the people. Obviously, I'm so sick and tired of just all the contrived, you know, deal-making with the corporations and the weapons industry and big pharma and all that crap. And I know you're tired of that too. I'm tired of seeing all the influence of the propaganda money in alternative media. I just want to see authenticity. I want to see it in reporters, in influencers, in writers, and in our elected officials. Now, I know that's not a realistic expectation because we live in a very counterfeit world, but I wanted to lay this out there because the principle still stands. If we demand principles and live by principles, we need to say up front that we demand authenticity from the people around us. And at the same time, we demand authenticity of ourselves. So stay authentic, folks. Speak the truth, even if it's not popular. Stick with your principles. Have principles, number one. Know what they are, and then stick to them. And that's what I try to do every single day right here in this podcast on Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, Brighteon.com. Take care.
Well, our formulators at healthrangerstore.com have been hard at work, and we've got two exciting new formulations to share with you. The first is banana, peanut butter, and chocolate superfood shake. And this, I mean, it's super delicious. Wait till you find out about the ingredients. You can find this at healthrangerstore.com. The ingredients are so clean and simple. Look at this. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, peanut butter powder, organic cocoa powder, and organic cocoa sugar. Notice, no flavors, no fillers, no artificial sweeteners, no aspartame, or of course, garbage like that. We don't use that stuff. This is available now. It's super delicious. It's an instant shake, and it's got whey protein in it. So that's even extra delicious. And then we have another product called Organic Adaptogen Ginger Latte. It's an immune support drink. It's available now in these 10-ounce bags. The ingredients on this are also really amazing. Of course, it's USDA organic, laboratory tested. But look at this. It's based on organic coconut milk powder, coconut sugar, ginger powder, reishi mushroom powder, and then some other mushrooms, shiitake, cordyceps, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. So this is a ginger latte, super delicious, and it's got the immune support benefits of all those mushrooms. Both of these products are available now. Again, we've been very busy with a lot of new formulations, and these are just some of the few products that we have coming out. We've got a lot more. If you go to the homepage of healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we've also got organic purple barley flakes, which are very high in natural anthocyanins as well. This is an ancient grain that has some of the best nutritional potency of anything in the category of grains. So that's worth checking out. We've also got Greens Plus Superfood Powder and so much more. Check out what we have on sale this week right here. We've got featured categories. We've got our new product lined up here. Oh, mango slices in number 10 cans. That's also certified organic and freeze-dried for long-term storage. And here's some pineapple wedges as well. Don't forget about our organic butter powder. I mean, we've got so much coming into stock right now. I think we have the best selection that we've ever had and a lot of new formulations that are incredibly delicious. So thank you for supporting us here at Brightown.com. And the way you support this platform is shopping at healthrangerstore.com, where our slogan is healing the world with clean food. We do more laboratory testing than anybody else in this space, probably, I mean, anybody in the world. No retailer tests their food as extensively as we do. It's our food, our supplements, our personal care products, all of it laboratory tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, and of course, aflatoxin for the nuts and seeds, as well as microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and more. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support.